prominent Epstein survivor on the Clintons' dodging investigation. Joining us in just a few minutes. And after she leaves us, we'll continue with phone calls. Andrew in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm all right. Other than laryngitis, I feel great. I just got laryngitis, so thanks for putting up with me.
I want to talk to you about the intelligence agencies, like the FBI, CIA, TSA, you know, even some of the ones we don't know about. And I just want to get your take on how Trump is doing, because in my estimation, you know, our only chance was somebody getting in there and really getting control of these agencies. You know, we saw when Biden was in there, he hopped right in the seat and, you know, he was a master of it. He was cracking down on parents at PTA meetings and, you know, all that nonsense. I sort of get the feeling he's getting a little bit better at it. You know, the Somali fraud deal, it seemed like we've known about that forever. But they've somehow, you know, got it into the media, made it go viral. And I kind of think that's like has something to do with the intelligence agencies working that. And it's, you know, it's closeness to the Maduro strike, sort of like a distraction. And then also, I see Bongino, you know, getting out of the FBI. And I'm wondering, you know, is he actually out? Because he was way more valuable as like a mouthpiece, you know, outside of the FBI. He's, you know, making more traction. You know, is he really out? Is this just a tactic for them to, you know, have somebody as their mouthpiece? What is your take on how he's handling these agencies? Because it's really like his sword, right? Like one of his main weapons.
Well, I mean, Bongino, in my view, is a total joke. So, I mean, he really is. He's like really hated now. You know that, right? So he ejected out of the FBI because they were asking him to have all these fake stories that Epstein acted alone and Epstein killed himself and Epstein didn't abuse women. And so now he's just, it doesn't even really matter. It's kind of like talking about a non-issue. You know, you talk about agencies, you know, about 90% of intelligence agency work is done by private corporations. You know, it's all been transferred out, right? So yeah, people think of these agencies like James Bond and stuff. Most of them are just stealing money. There's nothing really going on. It's not like powerful or something. I mean, you know, somebody cooking a brisket in their backyard has more power than the CIA. You know what I mean? It's like everybody like gives like magical powers to intelligence agencies and stuff. Their only magical powers was manipulation of the media back when the media had dominant control of the mind and stealing money and killing people. But see, they've lost all that power now because people don't buy their power anymore. Do you see?
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I just want to get a quick shout out. You know, I've listened to you for like a decade, and I just barely started buying products. There's a lot of stuff on there I can't take because of medical reasons, but I started taking the methylene red, and, you know, immediately I lost like 10 pounds. There was something in there that I was missing. I got the trench knives. Just give you a shout out. I think those products are great.
Well, brother, I couldn't operate without you. I mean, here's the deal. I don't want to attack Bongino, okay? And yeah, he is. It looks like you're actually right. It looks like not only he said he left the FBI because he didn't like being part of the system and behind the scenes he was, you know, being asked to do things that weren't right. But then now he's leaving and he says he's going to be the mouthpiece to tell you, to, you know, to tell you who's good and who's bad. And he's going to attack black pillars that are attacking Trump. Well, not everybody attacking Trump's a black pillar. Sometimes Trump's wrong. We're trying to help him. So, yeah, I think he's got a foot in both worlds to answer your question.
Yeah, that's how I got the feeling that he was sort of, you know, halfway in, halfway out. And they sort of made a calculation like, you know, he was way better on the outside. I'm not saying I agreed with stuff. I listened to him occasionally, but he had a huge fan base. And
sure,
really
well,
did.
I don't think those fans are coming back. That's my opinion. We'll be right back. Thanks for the call.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon, polyphenols, and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
All right, Juliet Bryant is a South African model and survivor of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking network on the record. In 2002, at age 20, she was lured from Cape Town with promises of a modeling career and connected to Victoria's Secret. Instead, she was trafficked to Epstein's properties in New York, Paris, New Mexico, private island Little St. James, where she endured 18 months of repeated sexual abuse up to 3 times daily, orchestrated by Ghislaine Maxwell, daughter of the head of the Mossad operation, who she described as running a factory of abuse. Bryant says she was isolated, threatened, forced into nude photo sessions, and omitted from Epstein's flight logs to erase her presence. A particularly disturbing incident occurred in 2004 at Epstein's Zorro Ranch, where she, and it goes through it all. So she's been on our show before. She's been on Tucker Carlson, and she's been on Chris Tucker, so many other programs. Brian has spoken publicly in documentaries like House of Maxwell, media interviews, and legal filings advocating for justice and transparency. 2025, she issued a public warning, "I'm not suicidal," demanding investigation into anything were to happen to her, citing concerns over suspicious deaths among survivors. Juliet Bryant on X, Instagram, Juliet Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. So I just... see her stuff all the time, and you watch it and read it, and I thought we should get an update. She was on with, like, whatever it was, 6 months ago or longer, and I've been on some of the other shows. I wanted to get her take just on this whole saga, where she sees it going. It was all, oh, they're going to get Trump. Suddenly it all goes away. The Clintons just came out yesterday or 2 days ago and said they're not going to be testifying before Congress in it, and just the big picture. But also, I think as an eyewitness to all this, just to get you to elaborate on things that the public may not know or needs to know. And then separately, it's now being confirmed what I was told when I first learned about Epstein 18 years ago, that he ran a fleet of aircraft for the CIA, MI6, Mossad. That's all confirmed now. That was in the documents they released. Why would the Democrats release documents that incriminate them? It's so crazy. It's just bizarre. And now to know that Trump did suppress some of it coming out because he was asked for national security, where you think all that's going, and what you think would, you know, is coming out in the future. Then we also have Giuffre, who I know you knew and talked to and everything, them trying to kill her, her saying she wasn't suicidal. Then a year later, she commits suicide. I mean, this is pretty brazen. This is pretty obvious. So Juliet Bryant, we can go in so many different directions. I'd love you to just go wherever you want here today. Thanks for joining us again on X at Juliet Bryant.
Thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate you broadcasting, you know, what people have to say, because a lot of the Epstein victims have been kept quiet. And I think the more people that speak out, the better. And that's why I'm very grateful that you're having me on your show. Thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you. But you're the expert, because you're in the middle of this, and then a victim. I've thrown a lot of points. You want to start with one of those or some other point?
Sorry, what point?
No, I'm saying you want to go with one of my questions or wherever you want to start. Go ahead.
Go ahead with any questions. Fire away, Alex. I'm ready. And again, thank you for interviewing me and for shedding light on the subject, because it's important, because the media lies. And I know that you work against the media, and thank you for that.
Well, let's just start with,
that's why I'm so
why do you think Trump has handled things the way he's handled, kind of flip-flopping, and then the Clintons refusing to testify in the last 2 days? What do you make of that?
Well, I'll say that Trump's probably involved. I mean, Epstein told me he was friends with Trump. He drove me past Mar-a-Lago and said that his friend Trump owned Mar-a-Lago. So it seems like these criminals are all in the same, you know, they all work together, really. And as far as the Clintons being subpoenaed, I think that's a good thing, and I hope that they answered to everything, because when I met Epstein in Africa, Bill Clinton was there, and he witnessed the modeling casting I went to, and he saw everything, and he's a liar. And Kevin Spacey's a liar, too, and they both have body. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear here, but sorry, sometimes it just gets too much.
Well, you can cuss some. We just have to delay it for the radio station so they find us. Democrats can cuss all they want. We're not allowed to.
Well, I'll pay your fine. I'll pay your fine for every time
it's
I
okay.
say
this. It's okay. Hey. So they don't usually do it. So.
Yeah, they like to penalize everyone, don't they?
Yeah, they do. If I see evidence of Trump having sex with underage women or oppressing women in general, I'll talk about it. But in fairness, Epstein was a member at the club. Trump kicked him out. Giuffre said Trump never did anything to her. But when you and just in general say you think Trump's involved, is that just to make it non-political, or do you have any evidence of that?
I don't have evidence because I never actually met Trump. But the thing is, from the evidence we can see online, it's quite clear that the man is a low-grade man. I mean, he said, grab them by the pussy, right? I mean, look at what the man said, you know, and look at the way he's behaved. And he promised the Epstein list, yet he lied. And I think that we need to all look into the lies, you know, because that's what's most important here. The man promised something and he didn't deliver it. So, you know, let him say what he wants. But at the end of the day, you know, where is the list? Why are they lying? Why are the victims having to disclose things, you know? And then, you know, they say that the victims are supposed to now expose the list. And I just think that these bastards need to do their job properly. The FBI, the CIA. You know, Epstein told me he worked with the CIA. He told me he had my family's name on a list. He told me that a girl who accused him of rape, he planted drugs in her apartment, had her sent to prison. He told me he worked for the CIA. So I think what we need to look into here is the CIA and also J.P. Morgan, the financial transactions. There's a lot there again. I'll pay my
dues. No, but I agree with you that the sex stuff is terrible, sorry. But I see that as like a corollary issue. The money laundering, billions a month at times, J.P. Morgan, Lex Wexner, from your research, what was really going on?
Well, you know, when you look into things more deeply, you know, when they gave me settlement money, I had time to step off the hamster wheel of work because, you know, I have an online business. I'm a businesswoman. But I had time to step off the hamster wheel of life, and I had time to look into what these bastards were doing. And the further I dug, the darker it got. And it's been very, very frightening, actually. And it's been also very particularly hard when the media won't interview any of the victims. Victims are being found dead, such as Virginia Gaffer and Carolyn Adriano. Both of those women testified against Ghislaine Maxwell, by the way. There were six girls who testified against them, three of their names, three Jane Does. Well, two of the three of their names are dead now. And, you know, Virginia, I used to speak to her. And I'm sorry, I know I've gone off topic now, but the thing is, it's been a very, very painful thing.
No, that's why I told you. I said you can say whatever you want. You can say whatever you want. You can go wherever you want. In fact, just stream of consciousness. Go wherever you want. Plus, my voice is gone today, so that makes it even more you know, impertinent. A good deal.
Yeah, you sound amazing. I'm so sorry that I get stressed about everything. It's just basically they've lied about things. And, you know, when I had time to actually step off the hamster wheel of work, I started looking into things and I realized that these bastards are doing human cloning. They've got underground labs. You know, I woke up in a laboratory there one night and it's something I can't really explain. Okay, and I know a lot of viewers don't understand things like that. Like, I've had a lot of weird things happen when I was there, things I can't explain. And I've been living my life every day and I've never had weird stuff happen like what happened there. And basically, what it seems is that, you know, they've got the Butterfly Trust, which is, you know, seems human cloning and taking eggs. Because if you look into it, the Butterfly Trust, the main people working at the Butterfly Trust are J.P. Morgan. You know, they were working at the Epstein. There's $1 billion worth of human trafficking transactions between Epstein and J.P. Morgan's accounts. you know, who was doing the who was buying, you know, what were they selling? What were they buying? You know, also when I was there, when we used to move around, the plane would like, we would never be anywhere for very long. And then we'd move like every 3 to 5 days. And then a friend of mine who did research said that they had a hatch in their plane where they could have like delivered things. And, you know, basically these guys were up to a lot more than what we realized, because, you know, they're covering something up here, right? They're covering something very serious up. And what we need to look at is, what are they covering up? And, you know, Bill Clinton banned the use of federal funds for human cloning in 1997, 1 year after Dolly the sheep was cloned in 1996.
Well, let's go over that slowly, because we know Peter Nygaard and a bunch of these other guys had their own islands and were on TV admitting they were getting women pregnant, getting them to have babies before term so they could exsanguinate them and suck them dry for their stem cells. So literal vampire activity against their own children. That was on TV before Nygaard went to prison. They were hiding in plain view. We know at Zorro Ranch from other witnesses that they had, quote, houses full of videos and things. And that it finally leaked. The New York Times had to say, well, he wanted to, you know, repopulate the earth with his children. No, he was actually doing it. So when you, what type of medical equipment did you see at Zorro Ranch, other facilities? What, this is important. You're an eyewitness to this. I'm sure you're not a scientist, but
I didn't see a lot. You know, that's the thing is, I actually can't really, I didn't even realize I was there for so long, because I have like, I can't really remember the whole
amnesia
place very, very well. But I do remember meeting Michael Bay there, you know, the movie producer. He denies it because he was there, and then Epstein said he was there, and Epstein was boasting that Michael Bay was there. So we met him in the kitchen, and then Epstein wanted to put on the movie The Rock, which was Michael Bay's movie. But, you know, Michael Bay denies being there. He denies knowing Epstein. But apparently he was on Epstein's flight log in 2002 going to Palm Beach. So if I saw him in 2004 in New Mexico, how can he deny it? And also I can go further on that, because the man, I was taken to LA later on, and he took me to his house and tried to put me in his, take me to his bed. And it was very scary. But I don't want to talk about that. But anyway, he can lie as much as he likes. The thing is, he's a liar and I'm not.
Well, I mean, here's what we do know. He was running a fleet of CIA aircraft. I knew this years ago, but now Mike Benz brought up the documents a few weeks ago. In the 90s, he was already
doing
that.
You're right. He met with the CIA, much like Epstein. They all work with CIA, right?
And so Epstein told you he worked for the CIA?
Yes, he did. Yeah, before I was sent home, he told me he worked for the CIA, had my family's name on a list, had a girl who accused him of rape, sent to prison. He planted drugs in her apartment. Is that Michael Bay's house that you're putting on there?
I don't know. I don't think about Michael Bay. I don't really follow it. I think this is Zorro Ranch.
Yeah. Sorry, but anyway, no, I don't think it is his house. It's Zorro Ranch.
It's Zorro Ranch, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that they're lying a lot, and also the media won't disclose a lot. Also, they're trying to get the victims to keep quiet. They've tried to get me to sign a contract saying that I can't post anything without a lawyer's consent, but guess what? I didn't sign it. You know, but what about other people that have signed this by mistake? That's what I want to ask about. What do you think about that, Alex?
Say that again.
Epstein victims being made to sign contracts where they're not allowed to post anything or do any interviews without lawyers' consent.
Oh, you're talking about non-disclosures and all that stuff over the years. Yeah, I mean, I know some of that's going on. Give us your inside baseball on what you know.
They tried to do that to me. But I didn't sign it. You know, that's the other thing. I live in Africa. I can understand for a lot of the girls in America, it's frightening speaking out about this. You might have the FBI landing up at your door. You know, luckily in Africa, I don't have that sort of worry. And that's why I'm also speaking out for all the victims who are dead. You know, all the girls who've been abused, like a lot of people who are not just girls, boys too. You know, let's look at Kevin Spacey and his bloody body count. You know, there were 12 accusers, 3 of them died within a year. It's suspicious. And also that's another question is, why were there no boys on Epstein's Island? Why were there any women? Which makes you realize, or girls, you realize they were taking eggs. Because why were there no young boys? You know, these pedophiles into men and women, a lot of them.
All right,
you know,
I'm kind of missing that. So it was only women. Are you saying they were taking? What does taking an egg do? Because an egg's not fertilized yet.
Yeah, well, I don't know exactly what they did, Alex. But basically, when I was taken to New Mexico, Epstein laid me on a table and like gave me a pelvic exam. And it was very, very, very weird. And I've still got a scar above my pelvis where I don't know. I don't know what they did. That's the problem, is that we don't know what these bastards are capable of. You know, they're capable of a lot, clearly. They're controlling the world. Like, look at the way we're living. So I don't know what they're capable of. Also, let's look at hypnosis, you know, mass hypnosis. You know, it's you know, Trump and Obama both use the Erikson technique of hypnosis. There is such a thing as mass hypnosis. There's also such a thing as brainwashing. And I think those are the things that everyone needs to look into.
Well, when you talk about how you're in a laboratory and you don't know what's happening and you felt like time's lost, they got all sorts of drugs that can do that.
Yeah.
But then you've got all these dentist chairs that are at all these facilities that aren't really dentist chairs. They're obviously restraint torture chairs. The media spun that. Can you specifically, because I believe you, can you specifically talk about what you saw in that laboratory with Epstein?
Well, in the laboratory, Epstein wasn't there, to my knowledge. What happened is I woke up and there was a female doctor, like, by my head. And then there was six people in hazmat suits, like three down one side, three down the other side. And I was naked and I was strapped on a table and I was paralyzed and I couldn't speak, but my eyes could move. So I looked around and then the woman came near me and she said, don't worry, everything's going to be okay. And then I was out again. So, I mean, I don't know what they did. I've never been through anesthesia or anything like that. You know, I've never had anything like that happen to my knowledge. But it seems like these people did something and I woke up and they were doing something. You know, also another thing I wanted to actually focus on is that when I came back from there, I was not okay. I had serious panic attacks. I was hospitalized 10 times with panic attacks. They could never find out what was wrong with me. But I had serious panic attacks. I was put on 3 tranquilizers a day after I got back from that place. And I was a very healthy girl before I was taken there.
And I remember following your story, but just recapping, and how did you get roped in?
Well, what happened is, you know, I was studying psychology and philosophy at the University of Cape Town. And then I started modeling on the side to make money, you know, to get to university. So one night, a friend and I, we went to a restaurant bar where they had free drinks for models, you know, as young girls would do. So my friend and I were standing there, and then this girl, Naja Hill, approached us. She's actually a Fox News reporter now, but at the time, I didn't know who she was. She was just like a beautiful African-American model, and she just said, you know, that she knew. Well, first of all, she said that some men were bothering her, and I was like, well, you know, come stand with my friend and I. We were trying to, like, look out for her, like, as any decent person would do. But anyway, eventually she started saying that, you know, her friend Jeffrey Epstein was here and he was like the king of America. He owned his own island in the Caribbean. She said he was best friends with Leslie Wexner, who owned Victoria's Secret. And she said that he was here with Bill Clinton and Chris Tucker and Kevin Spacey. So as a young, like 20-year-old, I was starstruck at the idea of meeting these people. I thought it sounded like, you know, it was going to, like, it just sounded like the most amazing opportunity, to be honest. As a young girl who's modeling, it's like you suddenly get scouted by Victoria's Secret. It's any girl's dream come true.
Well, sure, that's the standard thing. They even, like, famously in The Sound of Freedom, it's based on true stories, they'll even have moms, like, drop off your 10-year-olds at this dance thing, and then it looks all nice, and then the mom comes to pick them up. 5 hours later, they're all gone. I mean, this is how they do it. It's been on PBS documentaries out of Eastern Europe, the UN, NATO, DynCorp, Halliburton. The press, until about 15 years ago, would actually do their job. There were articles constantly about the UN and DynCorp and NATO kidnapping women and children en masse and disappearing them, flying them to Saudi Arabia, you name it. And so this is all industrial level. That's why when I was...
No, they're all lying. And they're the biggest con artists of all, because basically I got conned. Because, you know, this we went to meet them at the restaurant and they all stood up while they were having dinner and shook my hand. And I was like, oh my God, these people are like standing up and shaking my hand. And Bill Clinton held onto my hand for like 2 minutes. He like held my hand and then he started talking to someone like this for like 2 minutes and he just held onto my hand. You know, and I was just like so overwhelmed and starstruck. And, you know, the next day, what happened is, because after I met them, she said, Epstein thought I'd be great for Victoria's Secret, and can I bring my modeling book, you know, to the hotel where they're staying? But then they said, would I like to come and watch the speech that Clinton was giving, so, you know, about AIDS and stuff. So I obviously I wanted to go. I thought it sounded like, you know, I didn't realize how bad these people were at that time. You know, let's not forget also in 2002, things were very different. You know, we were very innocent back then. And so basically I went to the speech, and while Clinton was giving the speech on like a basic podium, Kevin Spacey was like filming everyone around the hall. He had a handheld device and he was like filming all around, like everyone. He just kept filming everyone. And the thing is that I've even got evidence of that, because the man is an idiot. And he went and posted online about his handheld device after I've been saying this. And he was filming everyone. Because back in the day, not everyone had like phones so you could film everyone. It was like quite an amazing thing to just be able to film people, you know, in 2002. So anyway, after that, we went back to the hotel, you know, and he was obviously filming all the students in the hall, this man. You know, I went back to the hotel, and then I went in to do the modeling casting. And when I was doing the modeling casting, Bill Clinton walked through the room, and there were three girls posing as modeling agents, and they weren't actually modeling agents. That's the truth of it, but they were lying. It's Sarah Killen, Andrea Mejovic, and Cindy Lopez. They sat there and they paged through my modeling book, pretending that they were modeling agents. And then Bill Clinton walked through while this modeling casting was going on. He was like, "Hi, everyone, how are you?" And he walked into a room like on the left. It was like they were sharing like a executive suite, you know, him and Epstein. And when he opened that door, I smelled a smell of death, but we can go into that later. I just smelled a very weird smell when he opened that door. But then after these girls looked at my book, I was told to go and see Epstein. So I showed him my modeling book. And then he paged through it, and then he said, right, he thinks I'd be great for Victoria's Secret. And then basically within 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, they had me there in America. They arranged me a visa. They paid for my flights. I said I don't have money for anything, but they said they would deduct the money for the flights from my modeling jobs. But the truth is there was no modeling jobs. I got completely conned.
Well, let's come back and talk about once you were in their clutches, what that time was like, and then... you know, I've studied this separately from what you're saying. I know it's accurate, plus a lot of your stories have been verified separately in court. But the way they operate, the way they do this, there's a whole bunch of other organizations that do the exact same thing. And you think about Peter Nygaard, did his own TV show showing it. He has all these black supermodels come to his island. They think they're there to get a job. He says, no. I want to artificially inseminate you. I want you to have a baby that I suck all the blood out of and devour so I live longer. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just everything that I had the intel before Nygaard even got busted like 6 years ago that was happening from my sources, that they had all these weird illegal island of Dr. Moreau mad scientist bases. And so, you know, the story you're telling is what happened to you is here they are doing it right here. These women think they're getting a modeling job. These guys are like, no, we want your blood. And they're like, what? You go, yeah, we want your baby's blood. Hold on, let's come right back. And again, Nygaard, similar operation, folks. In fact, it crossed over with who's the French guy they killed. We'll come back and talk about it all on the other side. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it, that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right. Epstein survivor Juliet Bryant is here with us, and I could talk to her for hours. There's so many places to go. She's kind of getting into what happened to her. I want to get her take on where she sees all this going, but it really gives you a view into the underbelly of the globalists and how they operate, because I can certainly tell you this stuff goes on, and it's the science. It's the mad scientist angle. That's why Bill Gates was there so many times and using that to frame and control the scientists. So, Juliet Bryant, you were finishing up out. You got tricked to go. I think it was part of a modeling agency. And then you're there, your own personal experience. I don't want to get into big picture where you see this whole thing going.
Well, the whole Epstein story.
Yes, but we were finishing up with once they tricked you to come to the United States and then to
other... Once they tricked me. Well, I mean, well, what happened is I was flown to New York. I got on the airplane, I'd never ever traveled overseas in my life. I'd never traveled without my family. I landed in New York and a car, like there was a man waiting for me with my name on a board. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be a celebrity. I was like so excited. I was an idiot. Okay. I thought I was going to be like a supermodel and all my dreams are coming true. And then what happened is the guy drove me to the apartment, 301 66th Street. And then when I was there, I was unpacking my stuff, and then the phone rang, and it was Sarah Killen. And she said, pack a few things, we're going to the Caribbean. So I, of course, assumed it was for a modeling job or something. You know, I didn't have a phone with me. I didn't have any money. I was very confused. So the car came back to collect me, and then they drove me to Teterboro Airport. And then they drove me to Epstein's plane. And, you know, that's the other thing that I want to actually highlight now is that nothing was ever checked on any airplane there. No passports were checked. They didn't check anything. They didn't check any of the luggage. You know, on the first flight log, my name wasn't even on there. So if they'd, if I hadn't complied, I would have died. Anyway, so, you know, got on the plane. And as soon as the plane took off, he started touching me in between my legs. And I was terrified. And then Sarah Killen and the girl Andrei Mitrovic, they just stood there laughing. And I was just so petrified. And I suddenly realized and all my dreams were killed. I was like, oh, my God, my family aren't going to see me again. And I just got such – I went into total shock and horror, to be honest. It was just – it was very, very horrible. And I went into a total freak out because, you know, going off to an island with people like that is not like – I don't think anyone would want to do that. And, you know, people ask – like, why people went back and stuff. Well, they don't know. They haven't been there. They don't understand what kind of a cult this man was running.
Have you seen the movie Pinocchio?
No, but I know about the story, the cloning, yeah. It's very much like bringing life into something, yeah, a creature. I put it in one of my videos. So
well, that too, but they have to get Pinocchio to do corrupt things so they can basically get him to steal his soul, but then he fights back and has courage and gets his soul back, his real soul. But
yeah, well,
they go to Treasure Island, and they first commit crimes, pickpocket, gamble, get drunk, all this. Then they turn into jackasses, meaning the criminal justice system can get them and enslave them. It's kind of a metaphor for how this works.
Exactly. Because there's a lot more going on also with the whole Disney thing, and a lot has been hidden from us. You know, there's a lot more going on here, and like everyone knows, they're desperately trying to cover this up. And why are they trying to cover it up so much? What are they trying to cover up? And that's the question. You know, if it's obviously very bad that they don't want anyone knowing.
You're right. So, when we're getting you on, I said, what's one of the main topics you want to cover? And it's one I want to get into. Facing contempt threat, Clinton's refused to testify. An Epstein inquiry that just came out 2 days ago, New York Times. What do they have to hide?
Well, you know, the Clintons are very bad people. Apparently, they've killed 56 people. I mean, they're 56 friends of theirs that have committed suicide. Sorry, let me correct myself there. You know, there's a Clinton body count. Also, apparently, Bill Clinton used to run the drugs from Arkansas. So it seems like they're just very, very bad people, and they're corrupt, and they're into making money and hurting people. They don't care about people. That's quite clear.
Oh, it's 100% right. They ran for George Herbert Walker Bush the drugs out of MENA. So
exactly.
So it's the same story over and over again.
The government brings in a lot of drugs. Like even like that story, Narcos and Al Chapo, all these guys, they would have had to let them in. They were working with the government, clearly, because you can't just bring drugs in and out like that.
So where do you think this is all going now? You know, it's become such a giant story, but also suppressed to a certain extent. Where do you think it's going versus where you'd like it to go?
Well, I'm just glad that more's coming out, to be honest, Alex, because, you know, these people have been covering everything up for so long. And also, let's not forget that Ghislaine Maxwell's family used to own the media. You know, she was Epstein's accomplice. Her family owned the media. If you own the media, you own the mind of people. You know, a lot of people only listen to the media. That's why it's great to have channels like X. You know, I'm not sure if I trust Elon Musk and everything, but at least we are able to speak freely here. Because, you know, I get blocked on every other channel. And I think that the way it's going is that people are getting more and more angry. And I think, you know, they brought out the internet to try and control us. And I think what's happened is it's backfired because people, a lot of amazing people are doing the right research. You know, there are a lot of people who sit on TikTok watching crap all day. But there are a lot of people who do a lot of work and actually do the proper research and who actually care about the world. And I think that's what's changing things, is that people are standing up and they're saying, we've had enough.
What did you make of Cash Patel and Dan Bongino saying that they, you know, knew that there was an accomplice in Butler, clearly a cover-up, and that they knew Epstein had help, and didn't kill himself. As soon as they got in, though, they said, no, 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 we've seen the file. He killed himself. He acted alone. He wasn't a child trafficker. A total 180 on all those subjects, and now Bongino's mad that people are mad at him. What do you think about that?
Well, I wouldn't trust him at all. Let's not forget that these guys are employees. They don't run the show. You know, they're puppets. You know, the guys who run the show, they stay behind the scenes. So I don't think we should, I know that they're idiots, okay? But I think what we need to do is look at the people behind the scenes. Because also with the FBI, you know, there's a lawsuit against the FBI now, and I've actually joined on board. Because the FBI didn't even interview me, and I've got emails to prove this. They promised victims therapy, and they promised to interview me, and they never did that. They only wanted to interview me in person. They wanted to fly me to America. They got me an emergency visa for my child and I, but then my child's father wouldn't let us fly at the last minute. So thank God I didn't go there, because I don't know what they wanted at the end of the day. Because as they only wanted to interview me in person, and as far as I'm concerned, that's very, very suspicious. You can do everything on Zoom these days. After COVID, everyone is doing interviews on Zoom. They could have interviewed me many times.
Absolutely.
They didn't.
So what do you make of the 180 they made? I mean, clearly the decision was made to sweep it under the rug.
Well, I think they're just liars, you know. Let's not forget that Epstein told me he worked with the CIA. So, you know, CIA, FBI, it's pretty much the same conglomerate, right? So, you know, birds of a feather flock together. I don't trust any of them. That's why I also don't even want to come to America again. Like, Thomas Massey offered to help get me over there to stand on the stage, you know, to speak with the other victims. But I'm actually too frightened to come to America, because I feel like if I come there, they're going to try to kill me.
Well, how many of the victims have they killed or died suspiciously? I mean, look at Giuffre recently.
Yeah, Virginia, you know, Virginia Giuffre, anyway, Karen Andriano, there are about at least seven that I know of, and there are a lot more, I'm sure, you know, the names haven't been made public, but, you know, it's just all very hidden, and the media won't interview the victims. You know, every time I've done an interview with the mainstream media, they always cut up Bill Clinton's name, or they cut out anyone's name that doesn't suit them. Yeah, so
what do you think of Prince Andrew, though, being kicked out of the royal family?
I think he's a lame twat, to be honest. I don't think he was ever a royal. I think they're all inbred. Look at their ears. Look at their faces. They look like inbred twits. So as far as I'm concerned, they're not royal. But I think it's good that they tossed him out.
No, I agree with you. But I'm saying that shows how much heat was on them.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's just an idiot, isn't he, Prince Andrew? I mean, they're all idiots. Like Queen Elizabeth, it's like Birth of a Lizard. They're all Satanists, apparently. Sorry, apparently. They're related to Dracula. I mean, Prince Charles owns a lot of houses in Transylvania. He is the direct descendant of Vlad, you know, the Impaler. So let's do a little bit more search into these guys.
That's actually true. Prince Charles lives part of the year in the original Dracula castle, and he's the patron saint of the children, the orphans in the town, and some live with him, the little boys. And he's on local TV there in the Carpathian Mountains with the little boys that come to stay with him. And then he says the founder of their great house is Dracula, Vlad the Impaler. You can't make it up.
Yeah, and Vlad the Impaler.
Which again shows they're not even British. House of Windsor is all fake. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, sorry. What you're saying is like totally correct. You know, these guys are liars. They're directly related to Dracula. And he used to drink his enemy's blood. And look at this painting. And like, it looks like there's blood all over it. Like, wake up, guys. And why is there a butterfly there? We can get into the Butterfly Trust next, too, if we have time.
When you blow up the painting, it's got demons all over it.
Much like the painting by Da Vinci, or which one was it? Sorry, got to remember. But there's one where they flip it, and there's an alien in between. Because, you know, they needs to read in between the lies. You know, people are starving in the world, and these people are running around with crowns on their heads, jewels that could feed a nation for a year.
Well, it's beyond that. It's all about peacocking, and yeah, we're special. You're not. It's all disgusting.
Yeah, well. Yeah, well, that's what they think, right? They don't know that the bloodline's been leaked out.
Well, think about this right now. We got 12 minutes left of the interview. I see you all the time making announcements, talking about things. What do you most want people to know about what's going on? There's so much attention on this.
Well, I just want people to do their own research, because I think a lot of the stuff that's put out there is not necessarily true. So I think people need to, if you see something, don't just believe it. Do thorough research and look into it, you know, because there's a lot of lies being thrown at people. And there are a lot of amazing people on X, obviously, telling the truth. But if you look at the mainstream media, it's often lies, and they don't publish the things that are actually important. Like a lot of people who are hurt, like they won't even interview the Epstein victims. So what about other victims? What about other people that have been hurt? You know, what about them?
No, I mean, I agree with you. So from your research,
you know, like, you know, the mainstream, they just lie all the time. They lie all the time. And I know you also had trouble with the media before and how the people lie. And I just want to say that I'm on your side, and I think people need to do their own research, and they need to look things more thoroughly, and don't just believe what you've been told. Go and do your research. Got to pay again. Idiocracy. We're in the days of idiocracy, where people don't do their research. They don't look at things. They don't fact check. People need to fact check. You don't just read what's spewed to you and believe it.
So let me bring this up to you. Jean-Luc Renel was a big handler with him, running a similar operation. He ended up committing suicide.
Like Epstein. No, they both died in jail. Pretty suspicious. Sorry.
No, don't say sorry. You got the floor here. So.
But it is suspicious.
So from your research, who else do you think is involved in this?
Well, what I started to realize is I started to wonder who's Epstein's boss, because when you look at the emails, he speaks about the plane and the house. It's not like it's my house and my plane. So I started to look a bit deeper, and I realized I think Bill Gates is the boss. Because why did his wife divorce him over it, and where is he? You know, there's an amazing guy called Eric Weinstein who's done an incredible interview about Epstein. You met him. And we must actually share that with all the viewers. But I think that, you know, there's a lot more going on here, and we've been lied to completely.
Well, I think you just nailed it. Clearly, Bill Gates' wife left him.
Yes, Bill Gates. Where the fuck is he? Sorry to swear, and I'll pay for every swear word I say for him. Sorry.
Let's talk about Bill Gates.
I hate him.
From your research,
I hate him.
It looks like that Epstein was a bag man for him and others. Bill Gates wanting to buy off control, scientific leadership. Elaborate on why you think Bill Gates was actually one of his bosses.
Well, one of Epstein's assistants told me that Bill Gates was there every week having tea. We all know Bill Gates is very much, you know, his name's been associated, but he's had nothing to say about it. Also, when his wife divorced him over the fact that he was associated with Epstein, that's another red flag right there. Let's ask Melinda Gates what she has to say.
And that's right. She even said in multiple interviews, it's because of Epstein.
Yes. So let's look deeper into Bill Gates. Why has he been so quiet about the whole Epstein story? He's just sort of vanished, right? Conveniently. And also another thing that made me realize that they're after Gates is because the lawyer, David Boies, who was representing me in the lawsuit against Epstein, he actually had a big lawsuit against Bill Gates long ago. And it was like Microsoft versus the U.S. government. And David Boies put Bill Gates on the stand for 12 hours. And David Boies won. You know, they annihilated him. So I'm not sure about the lawyers or anyone anymore, okay? But the thing is that I'm realizing that these lawyers were after Bill Gates quite a while ago. And they're clearly after him again.
Well, it's been Bill Gates after Trump, after Kennedy, after everybody. And I just wonder why he is so hard to touch. And it's because we know at one level he was in control of the Epstein files, bribing big pharma, academia, and science. That was his specialty. And we now know that Harvard and the rest of them were heavily involved. And so when Trump says, okay, this will hurt some innocent people, not everybody on the list is bad, but you're the guys that released it, so fine, I'm not going to stand in the way. I mean, from what I've seen, I don't think there's any evidence Trump did. I'm not trying to be an apologist for him. You can have your opinion that maybe he is involved, maybe he is. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, that the way Trump counters this is just releasing everything.
Yeah, you're totally right. There's a lot more going on, and I think the more that's released, the better. But unfortunately, the people in control are very wealthy, very, very rich, and they control the media, and they control the mainstream, everything. So I'm just hoping that, you know, by people like you and I speaking and more people speaking, that these people will be taken down one by one. Because, you know, there are more of us than there are of them. And I think that's the most important thing we need to realize. You know, these bastards controlling society, we feel like weak against them, but we're not, because we're together. And there are more of us than there are of them.
I totally agree with you. So where do you see this going? What would you like to see be done by Congress, by the people? What needs to happen next? Because this definitely threatens the entire power structure. We need to press the attack.
Well, I just like to see an honest, happy world where children don't get hurt and where young people don't, and where no one gets hurt. You know, adults get hurt too. Like, even with this Epstein thing, it's not just about the children and the young girls that got hurt. It's the public's been hurt by this. So I just hope that the world becomes more honest and transparent, and that there are better leaders in, you know, in power, and that people actually have a voice. You know, and I just want to see all children fed. I just want to see a happy world. You know, I guess that's what we all want, right, Alex?
Yes, but the globalists admit they love destabilization. They love to let crime operate. They love to let crises happen that they can then manage. They never want to actually fix things, because then they don't have a pretext to stay in control. I read Zbigniew Brzezinski's books when I was a teenager, his political science books, and he bragged about it in the books. I saw Bukele come out and expose how this really works in a video yesterday. We'll play after you leave us. We'll take some final phone calls, and then I've got some very powerful special reports we're going to be getting to ahead of the war room today, and that is at 3 p.m. Central, in just about an hour and 7 minutes from now. But imagine, because I've wanted to interview you for a while. You've been on once before, Juliette Bryant. What else do you want to impart to viewers and listeners that they don't know? Or what's an Epstein story you've never told?
And well, one thing is that they say he was a math teacher, but he told me he was a cab driver. You know, and also when he was apparently a math teacher, he misspelled his name on the board. So it's very confusing when a math teacher writes their name incorrectly on the board. He told me he was a cab driver. So I don't know where that all fits in. I think people need to do a lot more research into how he became a math teacher. Also, another thing I want to know is, where are all the students that he taught? Surely one of them would have come out and say, yes, Epstein was my teacher. And also, if he was a pedophile, as we know he is, but he was, you know, he would have been pedophiling the students, correct? So why?
Well,
none
you
of
know,
them
you
come
know,
out?
Who was the head of the girls' school? It was Bill Barr's dad.
Yeah, and Bill Barr wrote the space book and everything.
Well, his dad wrote a book called Space Relations, where they kidnap human children and put them on a sex planet where they're raped by demons.
Again, I'll pay for it. Sorry. But sorry, it just bothers me deeply that these people even, like, who writes a book like that? Who the hell is going to sit and write a book about that? Sorry.
Who runs a all-girls school where you take Epstein with no background or no education degree and make the head of a whole system?
Yeah, and you know, Epstein's mansion apparently used to be a school as well. Do you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and that place was very creepy. It was all empty in the middle. It's like, but yeah, there's a lot more going on here, and I think what people need to do is do more thorough research. Don't trust anything you're told by the media. Just research and research, you know, do proper research.
So,
we can't believe what we're told anymore, right, Alex? We can't believe what we're told.
No, I don't think we can. So you were in Zorro Ranch, you were at the Epstein Island, and you were in New York and Paris?
Yeah, and yeah, they took me to all the, and Palm Beach.
How'd you finally get out of it?
Well, I just started becoming disobedient, and I wouldn't listen to him as much. And I actually put on weight, to be honest. I became badly bulimic, and I started putting on weight. And I think that he didn't like girls who were a bit chubby. That was my way out.
Wow. What about the other women that, some of which he bought when they were 10 years old out of Eastern Europe, and that they were like managers for him, correct?
I didn't see any girls that were 10 years old, but I did meet girls who were 17 years old.
No, I meant girls that he bought when they were like 10, who later had been developed into managers.
Yeah, I don't even know like more of all of that, but I just know that they're very, very evil people, and they're very bad, and they're lying. And I really hope more truth comes out soon.
I'm just saying a lot of the women that they're saying are victims were originally victims, but a lot of them have been recruited into being handlers.
I'll tell you apparently what I've been told is the girls that got the highest settlements are the girls that were actually working with him, because they're the ones who have the most to hide. So they've been like paid to shut up, it seems. I mean, I don't know that for a fact. I'm just saying that that's apparently what I've heard. But I don't blame any of them. It's just, it's just a horrible situation for these people.
Well, I wasn't blaming the women.
But obviously,
Stockholm syndrome. I think it's important to understand that these women got grabbed when they were kids, according to the reports.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, Alex, Stockholm syndrome is one thing. Being a bad person is another thing. Like, they offered me $2,000 for any girl I could find for them, $4,000 a month to live there. I didn't live there. I didn't want to be there. So, some people went for it. I'm lucky I had a family at home. Maybe some of these girls didn't have families and they had nowhere else to go.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what people need to realize. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you came from a little bit classier background. All these girls were from trailer parks. I think it's girls in trailer parks, but that's where they were mainly getting them.
Wasn't really classy, but my parents were divorced. It wasn't easy at all.
Well, definitely classier than where they got some of the girls.
My mom made sure I was sent to a good school. My mom made sure I was given a good education, basically.
All right, we got a 2-minute break. I want to do 5 more minutes to have closing comments. Then we'll take some phone calls.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, there's a lot of, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.